Since biblical times, man has witnessed and recorded strange manifestations in the sky and speculated on the possibilities of visitors from another world.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Calm down. Hey, thank you, everybody. That's right. Radio Like You Want back once again. Everybody thinks we're zigging, but this week we are zagging. We're blowing minds like people would never expect. Blag, how are we accomplishing this task?
Who would have thought that our humble little punk rock show would turn into a showcase of Bay Area hip-hop? We have...
What?
In the studio, live and in concert, exclusive.
Extraordinaire.
It's an extravaganza, Mike, as
it's
you might say.
It's a blowout extravaganza.
Smooth E is
Whoa.
Up in here. I'm telling you what, he's been my favorite Bay Area gangster-ass rapper for as long as I can remember.
White
which is
the
only
lily
till about
ass
3 days
that you
ago.
Have, but he's still a gangster rapper.
It's weird. I don't get it, and he's the guy. For all you Wigger kids that sat around wishing that you could be accepted by black people.
He doesn't wear the low pants.
That's right.
He's not like doing a potato sack race walking around.
He looks pretty square. He is one of the greatest rappers ever, and it's his resume that proves it. The man has recorded with Too Short, the dean of Bay Area hip hop, but not just Too Short. We're talking everybody. E-40, Andre Nicotina, Mac Dre. It's sick. And Smooth E was in the studio because he's got a brand new personality.
He's going
not
a new direction. Eli
of the great
Smooth
rappers.
Eli is just going to be Eli.
That's
but we're
right.
also doing what we do best. We're bringing the best punk rock on the planet. We got Estrogen OD coming up and.
It came from the garage. Oh, it gets scary up in there.
Our good friend Spike Slauson, Fat Mike, and the rest have a new one out. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes went down under. They got a new EP. This one's a Bee Gees flag classic. It's called All Out of Love on Radio.
Like You Want.
Diana.
How's the water?
Why don't you come in and find out?
Sounds very tempting, Miss...
To me.
Really?
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feelings going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling. When I woke up and you were gone. I took you in when you were hungry.
Classic right there. Needles and Pins from Road to Ruin, the Ramones' fourth studio release, 1978.
Black. That one was written by Sonny Bono, incidentally,
right.
Which if he is not burning in hell, it's because he wrote Needles and Pins.
It's the one thing that got him out of hell. Now, our announcer here who announces the show, Mr. Gary Owen, is he taking credit for introducing,
Gary
setting up the Sonny and the Cher?
Gary Owens told me that he introduced Sonny to Cher. He said that he was out to lunch. Sonny was like an up-and-coming young hip A&R guy in
LA.
All right. And Gary told me that he knew of this young singer. I think she was still in high school. Cheryl Sarkeesian.
Uh-huh.
The rest is history, man.
Wow. That's well.
Count on Gary Owens,
man. That guy is a legend.
Space Ghost.
You got to love that guy.
He is quite brilliant.
Before that, A little known artist there. This is a rare one. Elvis Presley. I don't know if you heard of him. Dirty, Dirty Feeling. Elvis is back. That's how he got discharged out of the army there. Spent some time in Germany and got into like bondage and all kinds of weird stuff. Wrote a song about it there. Dirty, Dirty Feeling. From
Elvis got discharged. I don't know. That sounds like an album title right there.
Cocaine. Before that, the Jack Saints of Barry, a classic band right there. Rock and Roll Holocaust. And before we start off with a brand new one, me first in the Gimme Gimme is All Out of Love, a Bee Gees original right there, Going Down Under, 2011. That's right.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I don't think that's the Bee Gees, my friend. I think it's who are the Love guys? I think I'm going to get you on this one. What were they called? Air Supply?
No, because that was on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
All Out of Love?
Yeah.
I think you're high, my friend. Okay, we want our listeners to call in on this
one. Wikipedia challenge, huh?
That's right. We've got a Wikipedia challenge, and we will not go back and edit this. We're putting this out live.
No.
This
right,
is
cut.
Me versus
Stop.
Mike.
Stop. Stop it. No way. I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to look this up during the next set, and I'm coming back and putting your ass to shame.
Fair enough. But first, we're going to be talking to a classic Bay Area performer. Eli is his name. He used to be known as Smooth E in the hip-hop community. I believe he will be again. He is a great genius, and he's moved into a kind of an old rock and roll format. Big Eli on Radio.
Like you want.
Well, I'm the type of guy that'll touch you in your sleep, pull you by your hand. It's something that you need. You're the type of guy that can't get it up, and even if you could, it wouldn't be enough. I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler, and I go round and round and round and round and round and round, yeah. Oh, I'm the type of guy that'll soften your dough and touch you on your lips, lick you on your toes, grab you on your buns, plug it up proper. I fancy your wife, but I'm fucking your dog. I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler, and I go round and round and round and round and round and round, yeah. Rose on my left, and then there's Gina on my right. But Lindsay is the girl that I'm fucking tonight. And when she sees my donkey, she tells me that I'm blessed. She tears up in my shirt, I've got a nice hairy chest. I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler, and I go round and round and round and round and round and round, cause the brace is in her mouth. I took her to my car and took her butthole out. And I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler, and I go round and round and round and round and round and round her. And I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler, and I go round and round and round and round and round and round her.
Are you unhappy with your nightlife? Do you feel you are not getting any respect from your friends and family? Are you under the age of 18 and still in possession of your V-card? Then you need Smooth E. Smooth E is the new wonder drug from the makers of Long Duck Dong and Larry Dallas. Smooth E can help cure you of that awkward, shy phase of your life and become an upstanding 16-year-old slut. Smooth E will help you move from bedroom to bedroom in that elusive search for the 8-inch D. So visit your local pharmacist or record store today and ask for Smooth E and start living tonight. Warning! Smooth E may cause loss of virginity, loss of sister's virginity, or loss of daughter's virginity. Smooth E may smoke your 20-sack. Smooth E may not be parent approved. Staring at the mustache may cause insane lustfulness, seizures, and general confusion. Smooth E may come to your party, drink your booze, smoke your roper, and finger your girl. Smooth E is a major factor in unprotected sex. Women under the age of 18 are encouraged to take Smooth E in large doses. Smooth E is recommended for all women, including young girls, old girls, skinny girls, fat girls, rich girls, poor girls, clean girls, or just plain dirty sluts. Smooth E may cause a craving for Hennessy. Smooth E may cause you to lose your panties in the backseat of a BMW. Taking Smooth E may unintentionally give you a rare case of incurable VD. Smooth E may cause hysterical blindness, muscle spasms, arched back, involuntary moaning, and full coin purse moisture. Smooth E is not recommended for men who want to keep their girlfriends, aunts, mothers, cousins, and daughters safe from perverts. And remember, Smooth E may cause the police to press charges. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living today.
Two too short. What's up, Smooth? Yeah, let's do this shit. Bitch. I'm too famous, I can't be undercover. Too busy trying to find another lover. He got a bad bitch, I wanna fuck her. Thought he was a man, she said that's my brother. So I gave her my number. Is she gonna call me on the phone, I wonder. I probably already done her. I fucked a lot of hoes Smooth just this summer. Cause I'm gaming up. I take them down like Will Chamberlain. He fucked 20,000 bitches. I ain't even close, come on girl, I gotta get this. And pull down them britches. Don't worry, I know just where to stick it. And you know just how to lick it. We ain't did nothing wrong, we just had a little freak.
Fucked a lot of hoes Smooth just this summer.
I know I'm bad, but I had to keep you waiting. For a double dip of that sweet sensation. We used to touch and now I found something young. While I'm stepping off stage, bitch, pass me a number. Turbo freak from the small city. Kissed me on the neck while I was signing a titty. Oh shit, bring your girlfriend too. And we can pump down for a minute or two. Leave your socks on, I'll be quick to turn up the beat so you can suck my dick. Take you on back to the Miracle Whip, so your friends don't have to see how freaky it get. I tried to tell her, but she just wouldn't listen. Now the whole town call her train whore Kristen. Get a zag, get to rolling your dime. Smooth being too short. Money in the bank. Money in the bank. Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
Nowadays, girls eat your asshole out. And I was satisfied with the old ass to mop. She was a girl. You left her open. 10 minutes later had the pussy soaking. She was a fast freak, I took her home. Fucked her on the counter with the lights still on. Keep macking, there's no stopping. Leave Danielle's to run the train on Robin. And then after, there was Cammy. Sleeping on my couch cause she had no family. Hotel staff gon' stare at ya. Cause I dressed like I'm from the Bay Area. Took her to the backseat, we're drinking Mickey's. Mom's upstairs so I'm shooting for a quickie. A fur trapper, hunting that beaver. Banging up the cho-cho, Smooth Ebenezer.
Money in the Bank right there. Smooth E featuring Bay Area's Finest. Too Short right there from Mr. Biscuits.
I am so proud to be bringing them Too Short on this show, yeah. Mike. I can't even tell you.
Now, that was originally written by the Bee Gees, no less. You would be surprised.
They wrote Money in the Bank. That's yeah, right.
It's pretty crazy. Performed by Air Supply originally, and that's a cover there. Smooth E also doing a little advertisement there. And before that, we heard him doing The Fondler, one of my favorite Smooth E tracks of all time.
That is a classic. And I think that's the tie-in between his new personality of Eli and the old personality
that's
of
where
Smooth E.
That's where the dots get connected, Black.
You see what I'm saying? That's how we do it on this show, man. We bring it all together.
Now, we did do the Wikipedia challenge during that last set, and as it turns out, it's a total draw. Looks like the Bee Gees probably wrote All Out of Love, but Air Supply performed.
You see, and it just goes to prove we're stronger when we take the tiny little bits of knowledge we have, Mike, and combine them
into one giant, all-encompassing bit of knowledge that just encompasses the earth. Yes, that's right.
That's what we're all about, and we're combining now hip-hop music with punk rock. You knew that we could not come up short.
Too short to say. So we got Smooth E interview coming up right now. Blag, set this thing up?
Oh, man, I made a big fuss over this guy. I was just so fascinated that black people thought he was cool. You know, this has been my fantasy my entire life.
Someday it may happen to you, too.
I talked to him about it, and as always, Smoovy is just as smooth as can be on the topic here. Check us out right about now.
Go.
Let's face facts. It isn't all the time that a white cat can come off and hang with Bay Area rappers. In fact, there's almost no examples of it.
Yeah.
But these guys have accepted you, and real guys. E-40, Andre Nicotina, San Quinn. I mean, these
Too Short, Brother Lin Chung.
Yeah, these are the original brilliant rap cats from the Bay Area who never got enough credit nationally. But they'll let you hang with them. How do you explain it? Is it just because your shit was so good they had to admit it?
It wasn't necessarily how good it was, but it was the fact that I was always just being me. And I've had them tell me that multiple times, whether it was, you know, Brother Lynch Hung or Dre Dogg saying, the reason why we dig you is because you don't pretend like you're somebody else when you're around us. You don't start talking like this, no, motherfuck this, and,
right.
and word up and all that. You just be who you are. And, my love of rap music was the whole, that was what we had in common. You know, we didn't grow up in the same neighborhoods. We didn't dress the same. We didn't eat the same stuff. But I loved rap music just as much as they did.
Like, for instance, you're white, so you ate pussy.
Well, I think so. There's got to be some black guys who eat pussy, too. But,
well, they lie about it. That's the thing. Like, they say they sell coke, but they won't do it? Come on. Right, who can sell it without doing something?
Right, just a little.
Yeah, I mean, I had to quit selling it because I was doing it.
Doing it too much.
It isn't just the way you act, man. It's what you put on wax.
Definitely.
You brought back these very old American music forms and somehow made it work in a gangster context.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
When I'm in the studio and something feels right, I just go right for it, you know? And like I said, I was listening to so much oldies at the time. Like, all I was listening to all day long was Solid Gold oldies. So you get in the studio and I'm attempting to make a rap album, but all I can think of is these classic 1-4-5 chord progressions on guitar, very simple bridges, and that was just what I would go to. A little more lighthearted.
You lightened it up. Like, it seemed like it'd be great to have you and the posse to kind of lighten up the Quinn and guys like that.
Well,
you know?
I'll be focused on the girls that walked in the room. They're focused on the dudes who walked in the room. And if they got funk with them or if they're carrying straps or whatever, I was just always money motivated and women motivated, you know, and that's just, that definitely comes out in my music.
You took your love of oldies, you took your love of hip hop, you took your love of dirty rap, and you combined it all, and you made a brilliant track. This is Dream Girl by Smoove E on Radio.
Like You Want.
My dream girl, don't run away from me. Dream girl, you're only 15 now. Dream girl, please don't misbehave. And please have your coin for shame. You're my dream girl, don't run away from me. Dream girl, you're only 15 now. My next sex slave.
You my baby girl, you knowin' that. You never make me wait or hold her back. Told me, drive the car, just relax. Then she put her hand in my lap. So I parked the car at the beach, where I took a stab at the peach. I was on the top, you underneath, until we both fell right off the seat. But it made you smile, made you laugh. So I wrapped my hands round your ass. And she do it hard, do it fast. Fill her right up like pumping gas. Gotta put you back in your cage, and I pick you up another day. Now you're bad girl, don't misbehave. You got a coin purse, then keep it shaved.
You're my dream girl, don't run away from me. Dream girl, you're only 15 now. Dream girl, please don't misbehave. And please have your coin purse shaved. You're my dream girl, don't run away from me. Dream girl, you're only 15 now. And you could be my next sex slave.
called her Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Used to pick her up on the lunch. She was always student of the month. So I trained to ride. It took me once, and I just can't help myself. With your pink lips and your matching belt, here's some shaving cream. You need some help. Got a hair pie that shaved the pelt, and I do admit you're so much fun. The way your clothes show, your breads and buns, and I do wop till the bop is done. And you came close, but I already won. I would take her back to a home where it's just us all alone. She would grind my stone to the bone, going on and on, on and
you're
on.
You're my dream girl, don't run away from me. Dream girl, you're only 15 now. Dream girl, please don't misbehave, and please have your coin per shave. You're my dream girl, don't run away from me. Dream girl, you're only 15 now. And you could be my next sex slave.
On Radio Like You Want, we got Smooth E right here in the studio in San Francisco.
You know, Smooth E's going a new direction now. You're picking up the guitar, you're putting the suit on, you're looking sharp. What's going on with this transition? Let us all in on your new makeover here that you got going on.
I think basically what's happening is the music I'm listening to in my spare time has always been my heaviest influence, you know. Now, throughout my first 12 rap albums, the main thing I listen to is rap, hip-hop. And the older I got, the less rebellious I was feeling. When I was younger, when you're rebellious, you want to hear that rap music because it makes you, you know your parents don't want you listening to it. So it just, it feels right because you're trying to rebel from society and conforming. And the older I got and the more comfortable I got with my lifestyle that I created, the less I had to feel like I need to rebel because I was already living a life that I was truly happy with, performing musician, recording in the studio. I kept making this music and shelving it basically because I was a rapper. I'm a rapper. You know, what am I going to do with these full rockabilly songs?
There's nothing. You finally decided to take the plunge though. Huh?
I just kept shelving them. And after a big, big long conversation between me and Andre, he basically recommended to me, shelf the rap. And move on to this stuff because this stuff is, you'll have a bigger audience with this style of music. There's
well, now,
more
do
of
you
a.
You put beats behind your acoustic.
Stuff? I'm using a drum machine, so it still retains a lot of the rap feel.
Sure.
I'm using an 808 drum machine, so it's got a instantaneously you're thinking of hip hop and rap, but when you hear me singing on top of it, and playing guitar, it's more reminiscent to Dion or. You know, Buddy Holly or somebody back in that era.
But what about your fans from the rap era? Any sort of blowback from that? Has the transition been difficult for you?
I mean, they should have realized I was white in the beginning because I've never tried to hide that on my album covers. I've had some people tell me in person that they thought I was black, and instantaneously I know they've never bought one of my albums because if you have, you see me on the cover white as day.
Right.
So, I'm mid-transition right now. I haven't released an album under Eli yet. I'm recording it right now.
Let's rock one of those. What are you liking?
Cherry Red Mercedes-Benz.
All right. Cherry Red Mercedes-Benz right here on Radio
Like You Want.
I'm a bad motherfucker and I still carry a 45. I'm a bad motherfucker and the horniest man alive. I've got a brand new cannon and it's under my seat outside. I was late on my rent, so my lady said, baby, goodbye. I was late on my rent and my lady said I ruined her life. She
let's do it again. I said, time never ends in my cherry red Mercedes Benz. Let's do it again. I said, time never ends in my cherry red Mercedes Benz. Bitch, call your friend.
Bitch, blag, that means you bitch. All right, there's a brand new one there. Smoovy, or as he's known now, Eli Cherry Red Mercedes Benz. That's a little demo he's putting out there. He's putting his foot in the checking the waters there for the rock and roll thing.
I'm driving a cherry red Honda Fit at this point, so I'm feeling pretty.
You got
Mackin
the hissy package
in
with
the
that?
City.
You go a little.
I got the hissy fit package.
All right. Well, the Smoovy interview rolls on. Now it turns out this cat is just a little north of San Francisco here, out in the burbs, right?
That's right.
A town
he's not even.
Sebastopol.
I figured he was Vallejo or whatever. Nah. One of those towns I never go visit, where you get some great rappers from there, but you know. You're probably not going to find me out there.
But the question is, how do you party out there? I mean, where do you get your kicks? Where do you get your inspiration?
That's what we asked Smoovy. I said, Smoove, come on. Tell me, describe the nature of suburban passions. And, well, this is what he said.
Suburban passion? I mean, it's pretty much the same. You know, you just get wasted drunk and just let the magic happen. You know, the clothes start falling off. I'm the first person to take my clothes off, mm-hmm. You know. I have a problem with taking my junk piece out, like, just before anybody's even buzzed yet, you know. So, it's well, like, hey. You know, there used to be that
pays
girl.
Pays to advertise, Eli. I mean,
yeah.
You're getting it out
oh,
there.
I'm pretty confident with myself, so I like to swing it around, you know, and show people. But, like I was saying earlier, some things that set me apart from these other artists are the fact that I don't stay plugged in like everybody else. I don't go to the movie theaters. I don't watch television, no cable television. I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch sports.
Wow, so you're living off the grid.
Completely off the grid. All these other musicians that listen to everything new that's coming out and watch MTV, and they want their video to look like this guy's, and they want their song to sound like this. People are like, where the hell do you come up with your ideas? They think I'm so off the wall, and really all it is I'm just choosing what my influences are, and I'm very specific about what I'm influenced by, you know. And
it's a whole new style, but in a way it's not. This is a brilliant thing. I feel excited today, Eli.
So
like,
would you see it in the rock and roll section? Where would you
well
see
there
it?
Is no rock and roll section. Rock and roll's dead. Nobody buys those fucking records. You know what I'm saying?
I'm following my heart, you know. And my heart a lot of times has to do with cocaine and you know, 19-year-old chicks and stuff, but
every once in a while you got to make a song.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
and
as long as I stick to
being true to my songs and really talking about what's in my life and not talking. You don't ever hear me talking about Bentleys or any of this crazy expensive stuff because it's not my life,
right?
You know, but what is in my life is tons of unprotected sex. And overindulgence and
my
just...
My favorite rapper is sitting in the room with me. I want you to know that. This is my favorite rapper. Every once in a while, you meet somebody that really blows your mind in the music game, and I'm meeting one today.
He even does a little Latin flavor. Let's get out of here with one of those. How about that?
Oh, yeah. How about Turbo Freak here on Radio?
Like you want.
In these times of heat and lust, we need a remedy who's old enough to touch ecstasy.
Sticking dark coffee drinking, old boom box break dance in the kitchen, ripe for the picking, smooth, fluid, turning freaks out with this Latin music, popping, breaking, moving, sticking. You better come quick, what's lookout weak, and tight yellow shirt with a thick mustache, picking up drugs with my extra cash, run by the hollowed out coconuts, parking by the high school just to eat my lunch, extra meat, and I plan to use it on a substitute teacher exchange student. Come get a cup of my wine punch, half a bit of vodka to loosen you up, the penetrator's back and I'm open for business. And come and smooth with step on the ride of wish.
Lucy God, I'm gonna enjoy this sex. Music, sweet release. I'm gonna enjoy this sex. Music,
Tell your friends about me, don't keep it a secret. Trying to plot a few more before we hit the weekend. Gold rope chains all up in my chest and wristbands, handcuffs, top of my dresser. I got a roommate, man, I drive him wild with my high school freaks and my loose lifestyle. And how do I manage to keep my health? It's the sexual healing I give myself. Pumping, touching, feeling, groping. How much longer till this store open? I ran out of booze, goddamn, I'm thirsty. Smooth as step on, drinking early. I got a big cowbell, you wanna see it? I bring it backstage when you touch and need it. Think you're bad, cause you're dancing a pole. You need to try touching this 30 roll. Radio zapping, a Jordel sex omega lap. No need to wear socks on my leather loafers. I stopped wearing underwear last October. Took Monica out Friday night for some bad butt sex and good butt life. I can't go slow, stuck in ultra kinky. Ever since I found out about the stinky pinky, hound dog in the sack, pushing and shoving, ran through Isabel, moved on to a cousin. Polka dot sheets on my pillow top bed. Of course, use rubbers, but never during sex. If you're 18, baby, you can give me a call. Until then, work in your form, play with the balls. I'm a Mac. What can I say? Cheerleaders get tired when you fuck them all day.
El joy del sexo. Me llamo Esteban. And I'll be your instructor. Please remove your pants. Thank you.
This program to bring you a special news broadcast.
A statewide search has been instituted by law enforcement agencies to apprehend two teenage girls and a youth who killed a deputy today in a successful break for freedom. The governor has branded this crime as one of the worst in the state's history of juvenile delinquency. Juvenile crime, the governor said, is spreading at a dangerous rate and is rapidly reaching the point where it must be dealt with harshly. For further details, keep tuned to this station.
She was a beauty queen. Johnny is huffing glue, cause there's nothing else to do. Susie smeared her lipstick, it tastes like daddy's cum. Johnny's in a back room getting sucked off by his mom. They fell in love on a hospital ward, making out on the toilet, fucking on the floor. Sneak out the door, gotta get away. Out on the highway, running out of day. Oh yeah, run away. Keep on following the sun. Oh yeah, run away now, we just wanna have some fun. All alone in a cold dark night, looking for a way out, looking for a light. Rob the store, Susie screams in fright. Johnny's on the floor, what a bloody sight. Oh yeah, run away, keep on following the sun. Oh yeah, run away now, we just wanna have some fun. Lying naked in a pool of his own blood. Johnny wants some ass, Susie sucks a thumb. Susie wants to go, but got no place to run. Johnny knows he's dying, but first he wants to come. Oh yeah, run away, keep on following the sun. Oh yeah, yeah, run away now, we just wanna have some fun. We just wanna have some fun. We only wanna have some fun. We just wanna have some fun.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out.
I'm looking for a dime that's top of the line. Cute face, slim waist with a big behind. I'm in the club looking for a bad bitch in the parking lot. Looking for a bad bitch. Freak in the morning, freak in the evening. I'm looking for a freak when I'm done block bleeding. Take me to her house, tease me, then please me, and tell all her friends how the dick made her sleepy. Crept up behind her, told me it was time to let a player like me get in that vagina. She's a ghetto ass bitch with some ghetto ass game in the club where she work and she popping that thing. I love the way she danced. She looked like she fucking herself. Shorty do a number just touching herself. Get drunk, Bobby! You want this money, then you gotta be a bad bitch. Shake that ass for the tip. If you a bad bitch, drop it down to the floor. If you a bad bitch, oh no, she ain't no hoe. She's just a bad bitch.
You bitch. Oh, Mike, that's another classic. Richard Cheese.
Lounge Against the Machine right there, doing a cover of the Ying Yang Twins' Bad.
And that is so much better than the original that it's not even funny.
Can you believe that charted? That's like a charting Billboard.
It is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
Yeah. For that, we heard a pretty rare band. Probably
and
not
I've heard
these guys.
Beautiful things, Mike.
They are. I'm sure you have, Blake. Not as beautiful as the song before that, though. It's a band of, you know, very rare band here. The Dwarves before that. Runaway. The Dwarves Must Die from 2004. Seems like so long ago, Blake.
That's one of those Hugh Cannot Be Named songs that everybody thinks I wrote, and I'm glad they do.
Yeah, we'll take all the credit you can.
Yeah.
Turbo Freak before that. A Smooth E right there. El Joy Del Sexo right there from, yes, that's 2010.
He went through a whole great Latin thing. That's Smooth E's got more flavor than... Oh,
well, the ladies are here, Black.
Can you imagine? Well, you knew they'd come knocking Smooth E around.
You're going to be pissed.
Helen Reddy.
People have been asking us what this song is. Helen Reddy.
Oh, yeah, Black.
She knows
time
too much.
Once again for the softer, caring, touching,
oh,
gentle
God,
side
lost
of
her there. What happened?
Radio Like You Want.
I'm telling you, things are going crazy here at Radio Like You Want, but this week we've brought you the females with a little twist. It's the Detroit Cobras on radio.
Like you want.
Yaki-taki, ooh-ah. Yaki-taki, ooh-ah. Yaki-taki, 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 ooh. Right around the corner, that's where my baby. I can go around the side, I can cut through the back, I broke up, pick it up, the fence.
This is No Bunny, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Surprised to find I live here?
Oh, no. Oh, I just had a different idea about you.
Oh, well, what did you think?
I thought that you'd have an apartment in a nice residential area. Oh, you know.
For a detective, you're very romantic.
Don't make fun of me. Anyway, I didn't expect you to live in a dump like this.
Reality's a dream. Game in which I seem to never find out just what I am. I don't know if I'm an actor or hell, a shaman or sham. But if you don't mind, I don't mind. I'm lost without a clue. So how can I undo the tangle of these webs I keep weaving? I don't know if I should be believing this empty perceiving. But if you don't mind, convince me when everything I see just makes me feel you're putting me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. Let's if you don't mind, just lying in my bed. I think you've got it in for me. Is it all in my head? Is it in my head? It convinces me when everything I see just makes me feel you're pulling me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind.
This is Spike from the Revolts. You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
That's right, Spike. You tell me you don't mind listening to the Buzzcocks 30 years in a row. I don't mind. You don't mind. Black, do you mind?
I don't mind. As long as it's the Buzzcocks, I'll listen to it.
Damn straight. No Bunny before that. Ain't It a Shame? First Blood, his sophomore release, 2010.
The king of modern bubblegum coming straight out of Chicago. He's on dope. He's got funny ears. And he is my favorite new performer out there. You got to love No Bunny.
On the stage, brilliant. in the studio better. As a person, eh, not so great. But yeah. Who cares? Blag, yes. We've been piling up the classics higher and higher and higher. Each show better than the next. How do people find the money trail here? Where do they go to get our podcast?
Where do people go? Well, that's a good question. They go to radiolikeyouwant.com, and on there you can find our phone number. You can call us up. You can leave dirty messages. You can say sick things to Mike.
Definitely.
You can send us requests for songs you want to hear. Stuff for our features like Globetrotter and It Came From Out of the Garage and Estrogen OD. Guilty Pleasure.
Guilty Pleasure. That's when we don't do enough. We got to do more of those. Guilty Pleasure. Weird songs that you just love that you'd never hear on a punk rock show. How about that?
That's right. We got all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, we almost forgot to mention that we heard the Detroit Cobras. We can't leave them out in the cold.
No, that was our Estrogen OD feature of the week, sent in by a super fan from our website, radiolikeyouwant.com.
You know how we do. The phone number's up there, so if you want to call and just breathe heavy, you can do that too. I mean, let it all
pass
hang
the time
out,
however you like. It's all good for us. Now, Blag, next week we get. What the hell is going
Mike,
on here?
It would appear that it came from the garage.
Again, Blag. This week we got a true classic all the way from Japan. This is kind of a It Came From the Garage Globetrotter mashup.
Okay, fair enough. That's how you do. You're a broadcasting legend.
That's right. The Karna Beats. That's right. They were shamelessly ripping off the British scene there. In fact, they got famous in Japan for covering Zombies tunes. They had like two or three hits doing zombie stuff. This one's called Choo Choo Choo.
Anata no suteki na akai kutsu dakishimetai no sa ichido dake. Omae ga iru kara para iro nanda ore tachi. Oh,
certain something next door neighbor. You set that music up and to you is easy. When you go 1, 2, 3.
I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kites, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
The PJ Proby together, Blag? What do you say?
Do the Watusi, do the Froob, do the mashed potato, Mike.
Get crazy. Smoothie before that, that certain thing. And before that, it came from the garage feature, the Carnabeats, Choo Choo Choo. That gets us up to date and out of time.
Well, it's time to take off, but I got to say, what's up to Eli, the brand new incarnation of my favorite rapper, Smoothie. The man is sick and demented.
Till next week, make sure you get it.
Radio like you want.
Greedy Worldwide.